Chris, you said that some of the previous games, the defenses had shown you things that they hadn't shown before. Anything from the 49ers today that caught you?
Not much. Pretty much what we expected. Maybe a different look, couple looks on third down, but I think we just didn't execute today. We had a great week of preparation, and it only means so much if you execute it on Sunday. So they did a few things that we weren't expecting, but for the most part, I mean, they're pretty true to what they do on defense, and they did it well today to allow us to be inconsistent on offense. And we were watching what we wanted to do today. They controlled the ball. That's something we wanted to do, control the ball, convert first downs, keep them off the field, help out our defense. And it was the other way around today. So they kept us off the field, made it hard on our defense, and then we had that big play. So it just seemed like we really couldn't get anything going on offense, and we just got to be better.
Mitch, could you talk more about that? They didn't score a touchdown at all, but how much does that help your team when you go on 10 and 14 play drives, even if you're only getting field goals out of it?
Yeah, I think it takes a toll. It takes a toll on the defense and keeps the offense off the field. So we're not in a rhythm. We're just sitting there, we're not in any rhythm. So they didn't score, but it does take a toll in some capacity. And we just got to find a way to stay on the field, keep our defense off the field, and play a complete game. We can't just do it some drives. We got to do it more consistently. It's awesome to have the big play on special teams. But we just got to be better as an offense. And it starts with me. I got to continue to get better each week and be more consistent, especially on third down. We need to be more balanced, and we will move forward. So we'll see what we're made of this week, go back to practice, go back to work, and bring that energy and fire and finish out these games.
Did you think you made progress today as a quarterback?
In some areas, yes. In some areas, no. Obviously, after a loss, you look at the immediate plays that you wish you could have had back, and mine was probably that last play. We were on the field, decided to run instead of potentially throw the ball. Could have had a receiver. So I'm going to have to go back and watch it. But just immediately, those are the kind of things that pop into my head. But other areas I did. I took care of the football. Was pretty efficient throwing the ball. But we just got to do it more often. We got to be better on third down so we could keep our defense off the field. So we need to get our run game going a little bit more because that's something we rely on. And we just didn't feel as an offense that it was good enough on our side of the ball to win the game, so hats off to their team.
Is it more important to progress as an offense right now than it is to win?
Winning's the number one priority, and getting better every day is the second priority. So no matter what, you're always trying to win each game, each day you're in practice. It's got to be a competitive mindset. That's what it's got to be every day. That's how I know it is for me. So you put all the work in, and it doesn't mean anything if you don't come out here on Sunday and get the win. So getting better every day is the emphasis, but winning is everything.
Personally, how much pressure, how much burden do you feel to produce that win right now?
Me personally?
Yes.
Try not to put it all on myself. Keep the big picture. But that's kind of hard just from who I am personally. I think I just look at the plays I could have done, never pointing fingers, just look within myself and what more can I do as a player and as a leader of this team to get my guys going more at practice on Sunday so that we could just execute better and come out with a win, because these guys care, man. We're working hard, we're fighting, but we're just not getting the result we want. And it comes down to execution, and I think energy, passion, and just playing with heart has a lot to do with that. So just continue to look at the things that I could do to make the guys around me better.
After this loss, how would you describe maybe the mindset, the mood, the feeling amongst the guys right now?
Yeah, it's just quiet. I wouldn't say sad. I wouldn't say depressed, but it's just quiet. It's definitely not good, but I still have confidence where we're going forward because, like I said before, I know the guys in that locker room, they care. I know we fought on the field. I know a lot of the guys, they're putting their bodies on the line. I mean, up front, protecting for me, on defense, making plays, they're flying around. So we're not just doing this for nothing. We're doing it for a purpose. We're just not getting the results we want. So the only thing I know is go back to work, go harder, keep getting better at practice, keep pulling together. There's no finger pointing, just keep pulling together. sticking together, and it's going to turn around, so I feel good about that.
How impressive has Tariq been? He's been quite a playmaker.
Yeah, he's awesome. We just need to continue to find ways to get him the ball. He's so explosive, and yeah, you love the punt return going for a touchdown. Keeps the offense off the field, but we'll take the touchdown for sure. Yeah, so he's exciting to watch, and we got to get him the ball. He's everything you want as a teammate. He's making big plays, but I mean he's pushing guys at practice. He gets excited when the offensive scout team is playing good. He just brings this energy and dynamic. He's exactly what you want in a teammate. He's got that competitive fire. So I think if more guys can feed off that and just have that edge to him, just that dog in you that we're gonna get it done no matter what. That I think that's contagious, and Tariq really brings that to the table, and he makes huge plays for us.
You haven't been on a losing streak like this at any level in your life. What have you learned about yourself and just about how you process week to week
when
things not going the way you want them?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's two ways to handle it, positively or negatively. You can put your head down, come up here, and just and sound like a loser, or you could just believe in what you know, go back to work, just know the guys in the locker room have your back and I have their back, and just have that faith that it's going to turn around, and it's going to be this week, it's going to be next week. That's just the mindset. So you really figure out about yourself, who's really supporting you, and I'm really, really lucky to have a great family and supporting cast and friends and family that have my back, win or loss, but I'm trying to win, and so we figure out who we are as people, who has our back, and what you're all about. So try to stay positive, go back to work this week, and just stay confident that this is going to be the week we're going to turn around.
All right, thanks, everybody.